Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we want to honor the memory of one of our former guests. November 15th, we lost Gary Bailey. Gary was the former owner of Wilmore Hardware, and we interviewed him and aired his story back in January of this year. We want to honor his memory and send our sympathies to his family by rerunning the program so that you can hear Gary tell his story about himself and his business. We'll do that right after this word from our sponsor, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. We are here once again to learn about people, places, and things of Jessamine County. And today, we're going to take a trip to the southern city in our county, Wilmore, a place that has been, is rich in history in a lot of different ways. But one of the things we like to do is look at businesses that used to be down there. And one of those was a hardware store that I'm sure there was a lot of hardware sold at, but probably just as many or more stories told in. And that was that when it closed, it was called Bailey's Hardware, I think. But before that, it was known as Lou Ellen's. We'll talk about that. Gary Bailey, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you coming in and joining us and talking about the way it used to be down there. Now, am I correct that when you actually decided to retire, it was known as Bailey's, is that right? Or was Wilmore Hardware?
Actually, the name of it was Wilmore True Value Hardware.
True Value Hardware. Was it always a True Value?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, let's start not with the store, but let's learn a little about you. First off, tell us when you were born and where and who your parents were and then how you even got to be here.
Well, I was born in southeast Iowa, almost in the country.
Yeah.
A town of 300.
Little town.
Little bitty town.
Yeah. Whole lot smaller than Wilmore.
Right.
And grew up there. Did you stay there for most of your...
I grew up there, came to Kentucky when I was about 28.
You were married already at the time?
Yes.
All right. Did you have your children at that point?
Yes.
So brought them into Kentucky. Now, how did you get here? What brought you to Kentucky?
I came here to go to Asbury College.
Really? And now, how did you know about Asbury?
We had a pastor that come to our little church, little friend's church there in Salem. Just graduated from Asbury Seminary.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing how many people I've run into that's kind of had the same story as you. The Fitches, for instance. Uh-huh. You know, the a pastor shows up and says, hey, I know the Rainwaters got to Wilmore for the same way. A pastor saying, you need to get your kids to Asbury. Boy, that really has brought a lot of people in. So you came when you were 28. Now, that was kind of, if you will, a little bit older for college. I mean, you probably were already working by this time and everything.
Yes, I farmed. Well,
yeah. So when you
couple
came,
years,
well, when you came to Wilmore to Asbury, what'd you come to study?
Well, I thought I was going into the ministry or to the mission field.
Yeah.
I chose mission field.
Okay. So came, brought your kid out. Now, were all your children born at that time?
Yes.
All right. Tell us first off, because we want to make sure we recognize everybody. Tell us who your wife was.
Velma Virginia Wiggert.
And she was from Iowa also?
Yes.
Okay. And tell us who your kids are.
Deborah Bailey, yeah. Rhodes is the oldest. She lives in Upper Michigan.
Okay.
She's a nurse practitioner and works for the VA. Mm-hmm.
But she grew up here.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And go ahead and go with the other one.
And then there's Daryl Bailey.
Right.
He's 2 or 3 years younger than Debbie, and he does construction work here in the county.
And who was next after him?
And then Denise,
right?
Marie Bailey. Well, she retired from the school system and
right.
Turned around and went back to work for him.
Now, Denise, who is sitting with us in the studio today, you retired as the principal of Providence and built that school up into a fine organization. Were you there? She doesn't have the mic, but I'm going to ask her, did you start as principal there? So you had it from the ground up, and that was did a great job too. Of course, it's now in Wilmore,
yes,
at the old Wilmore Elementary School. All right, so you bring is that it? Just the three kids?
You're
the
yes. Greatest.
Okay,
yes.
So you brought them all to Wilmore in this adventure, a brand new thing at 28 years old and three kids, and decided to go to Asbury, and you did. And how did that go? And what happened there?
Well, I'm. As Doc Johnson said, I finally made it through.
Did it work out, though, that you would become involved in the missions field?
Well, we went to Haiti for about a year and a half, supposed to go for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I got sick, and we had to come home.
Yeah.
And
did you do any more mission work after that?
No.
Okay, so then what'd you do when you came home?
Well, I went into construction myself, remodeling mostly.
Yeah.
And he was talking about Ed Easterly. I built a room on for him.
Yeah. Yeah. We just had him on our program. He's quite the guy. Yeah. It is.
I've done a lot of remodeling. I really kind of like remodeling better than anything. I built several houses.
Yeah.
And some apartment houses. I've done quite a bit of remodeling and building for Asbury College.
Now, while you're doing all this, are you living in Wilmore?
Yes.
When you came back, you're living down there. And while you're doing all this, there's Set down on Lexington Avenue, this hardware store. Now, let's switch gears and go over to that and talk a little bit about the history of that. Do you know when that store opened?
Probably it opened in the mid-50s, I'm guessing, kind of.
And was it Plum Llewellyn or Oscar Llewellyn opened that?
Opened it.
So
they actually had a store where the old IGA was at there, now where the Subway's at now.
On the corner, the building there on the corner. Yeah, because Fitch's started, well, IGA started there in that building, right?
I don't know what it was. Plum and his brother had a grocery store and the hardware in that building.
Oh, they had both?
Yes.
They had two. All right.
And then finally, both of them kept growing till they built a building behind the store, which was Wilmore Hardware.
Now, did they just do the hardware, or do they still do groceries?
They still done groceries.
Out of that one building?
Out of the one building.
Oh, wow. Now, was that before IGA?
Yes.
Okay, that was before.
They sold the grocery business. To Mr. Fitch.
All right. And I believe, because we've had Leonard Fitch on our program, I want to say that would have been around 55, 56, maybe somewhere in there.
Probably about then.
So they had the grocery store, sold it to Mr. Fitch, and continued to run the hardware.
Well, Plum did.
Okay.
Oscar.
Now, what happened to the brother?
I don't know whether he retired. I didn't know him.
Yeah.
Although he was still living when I bought the store, I guess.
Yeah.
He farmed mostly and retired, I guess, farming retired.
When Plum had it, was it your typical old-timey hardware store? Just, you know, every time I think of an old-time, maybe I'm wrong here, and you correct me, but the old-timey hardware stores, I keep thinking of Joe Robb that used to sit here on Main Street, and he even had a pot-bellied stove in his place and the whole bit and the loafers and things like that. Was that the way it was?
Well, I had the stove, but I didn't have very many loafers.
Yeah? They were probably all hanging out down at Tankersley's.
I don't know where they hung out at. Most of them at the golf station right across the street.
Oh, yeah, with Claudie Friel.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a whole other program we'll have to do someday about that. So Plum had it. Now, to tell you a little bit of history about Oscar Plum, as we know him, and for those people that are listening that know a little bit about Jessamine County, he had two kids, Diane, who is now married, or I'm sorry, she was Garrison. Diane was married to her son, Earl Llewellyn. Yeah, that was her first husband. She's now married to Stanley Gillespie. So Earl was a son, and then they had a, did they have a,
no.
That was it. He was the only child, wasn't he? Earl was.
Only child.
Yeah, and then he eventually went, I think, into the banking business. He worked in the banking
business for a while. Yeah, he worked several banks.
Before he died.
Yeah.
So how come Oscar to sell? I mean, did you know him at that time?
Oh, yes, I knew him for a long time.
Had you been thinking about trying to get into this business? How did that all come about that you would buy that from him?
Well, I almost bought a hardware store once in Salem, Iowa.
Yeah.
And my dad talked me out of it, and which was probably the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But I always thought it'd be kind of an interesting business. And then Plum, he tried to talk me into buying the one in Wilmore. I didn't intend to quit construction when I bought it.
Yeah.
I thought Daryl wanted to work with me.
Your son?
Yes.
Okay.
That didn't work out too good, and he kind of wanted to go on his own, so
yeah.
That's what happened.
And you probably traded with Plum at the hardware store.
I traded a lot with Plum.
Yeah, and he said, hey, you want to buy?
Well, no, it sold. They actually sold it to Stratton's.
Oh, really?
And Stratton's had it 4 years.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. That's why I like to do this program. I learn new stuff all the time. I never knew Stratton's had a part of that.
Well, they had it for 4 years, and then I bought it from Stratton's.
Yeah. Now, had you worked in there at all before buying it? Had you of course, you owned your own business and that you built, but you knew enough, I guess, from the building business kind of to know what you're doing.
Well, yes, and then I opened a small hardware store downtown Wilmore.
Mm-hmm.
I think I run it for about a year and a half. And
was that prior to buying this one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So you had one and then got bigger, I guess.
Well, Stratton's one was ready to sell out.
Yeah.
I tried to buy them and they didn't want to sell.
Yeah. I don't guess now, is there, you know, there isn't a hardware store in Wilmore, is there?
No.
Yeah.
No, there is not.
You, how long were you there? How long did you own the business?
About 18 years.
Yeah. And I suppose it did, made you a living,
it
raised the kids.
Did fairly well.
Yeah. Tell us, how does a business owner in Wilmore, there's not as many people down there is in Nicholasville. That's just the way it is. But it seems like some of you guys, you know, you and Fitch's IGA, and we mentioned Clay and Sims Drugstore, were on for a long time. Were people pretty good and around that area and making sure that they came to your business and supported you?
They was pretty good. We drew a lot of customers from, what's the county next to us again?
Mercer?
Yeah. No.
Woodford over Versailles, that way. Yeah,
yeah,
going around 33 there.
Because southern Woodford is a long ways from Versailles and quite a ways from Lexington.
Yeah, I wouldn't thought about that. Yeah, you're right.
And we had most everything that they needed.
Yeah.
And so they came there a lot.
Now, when you bought it, because we mentioned earlier it's True Value, was it a True Value when you bought it?
No.
That came along at some point.
It was Bluegrass store.
Okay.
Belknap Bluegrass.
Yeah. Did you make the decision to change or was that?
Well, Belknap went bankrupt.
Okay.
They closed their doors.
Yeah.
Completely. So I had to go with somebody else.
Right.
We thought at the time True Value was the best one to go with.
And I'm assuming, I don't know how this works, but I'm just kind of guess here, that when you are part of a group like that, there's more buying power than if you just try to do this on your own independently.
Yes,
Oh, really? So there's
they have more buying power, but they also have more expense.
Okay. Yeah.
The bigger is not always cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think though it was a pretty good idea to go with them from what you know now?
Either them or I kind of wished I'd have went with House Hansen.
Yeah.
They was a small independent hardware store out of Nashville, I believe it is.
But you did well with what
I did well. I did all right.
Did you just finally decide it's just time to go take a rest?
the business had dwindled off some, mm-hmm. and then the building sold.
Okay. So you didn't own that?
No, I didn't own the building. Llewellyn still owned the building, mm-hmm. Plum, and then when he passed away, Earl.
Right.
And Earl gave me a chance to buy it, and I didn't think I wanted to buy it.
Yeah. Now, when did you decide to retire? What year was that? Did it close? Because did you close the business?
99.
So when you retired, it closed?
Yes.
Okay. And that was in 99?
Yes.
Gosh, it doesn't seem like it's been that long. It goes by quickly.
It goes by very quickly.
For those people who may travel to Wilmore, if you go to the first stoplight that you come to, go through that, go to the second stoplight. Across the on the other corner, kinda, is the brand new library that they, well, I say brand new, it's been around for a couple years, but the library with Asbury. You got United Bank on the other corner, I think. Mount Freedom. No. Next Freedom. To United, Mount Freedom Baptist Church, right?
Yes.
And then the building across the road, not the one right on the corner, but the one right beside it, is where you were.
Behind the subway. Yes, I was on Lexington Avenue.
Yeah, right, facing Lexington. And yes. I think now, I'm not sure what's in there now. I know on the backside, I think there's a Chinese restaurant, and I'm not sure what's in the front.
There's a barber shop, a Chinese restaurant, yeah. and I don't know what's in the front now.
Yeah.
There was a ballet dance school.
Yeah, but been a lot of things.
Yeah,
it's been a lot of things.
Now.
Some of your best memories of being a businessman in Wilmore. What's some of the things that you just will never forget about being down there?
Well, I guess the most enjoyable thing was Bluegrass or Belknap hardware shows.
Yeah.
They put on a terrific hardware show.
Uh-huh.
That was always kind of a highlight of the year to go
right.
to the show.
Right. And you had a lot of characters down there, too, in Wilmore. You know, if you look at how, and you know, the thing about Wilmore is it has kept its small town charm through all these years. You know, Nicholasville has grown just immensely. Yeah. And compared to that, Wilmore stayed pretty steady. And a lot of businesses are still around that are down there when you were there. May have changed owners, but, you know, like the Fitches and different ones. But it's grown, too, because now that parking lot where you were, I mean, you've got the new Dollar General over there, and I keep saying new. It's not new, but it compared to when you were there, it's new, isn't it? And then you mentioned Claudie Friels. I mean, you had that service station, a local service station, and the Mount Freedom Church has been there for quite a long time. Wilmore was pretty quaint, still is pretty quaint, but it's a pretty good place to do business.
I think it was a pretty good place.
Yeah.
The only place that might have been better, the further you get away from Lexington, the better you are.
Yeah.
Better off.
Yeah.
Lancaster is a good business town.
Uh-huh.
And so is Danville.
Yeah.
Danville is probably the best one around.
Somebody mentioned to me not long ago, they were talking about the difference. You mentioned Versailles. They have a very good business community on that main street. And it's because of what you just said. One of the biggest problems that we have had here in our city, Nicholasville, is we're too close to Lexington. And it became even closer when two-lane to four-lane, it opened up really quick. And I think that is a lot of what it is, because it's just so easy to jump on that 27 and drive up there very quickly. As you said, it's a little bit longer if you're coming from Lancaster to go all the way up there. But, I think that helped. But that I'm sure helped you. I mean, down there in Wilmore, being convenient to people who needed hardware and didn't want to drive even all the way to Nicholasville, that had to help.
I'm sure it did. But the thing that we had that most of your big stores don't have, we had a variety of stuff that they didn't carry.
Yeah? Like what? What kind of things would you have?
Well, for instance, a guy came in one day, he's working at the seminary. and wanted a certain anchor bolt.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I've probably got about 20 or 25. He wanted, I believe he wanted 100.
Wow.
And it kind of perturbed him. He said, well, I'm just going to go somewhere where I can buy them all. So I told him where 5 or 6 hardware stores was at.
Yeah.
And the next morning at 7 o'clock, he was there.
Couldn't find him, could he?
He said, first of all, I want to apologize to you. And he said, he told me, he said, I was pretty disgusted when I left here yesterday morning. But he said, I went to just about every hardware store that you told me about. And he said, I finally got like 7 or 8 of them. So I got on the phone and ordered him some special.
Yeah.
And they was there the next morning.
That's hometown service. That's a lot of what people miss. And you know, the sad part is there's a lot of people in our community that don't know about that. They weren't raised with that kind of service, and they don't know the difference. And fortunately, myself and your daughter are old enough that we do remember when you could get, in a lot of businesses, that kind of hometown service, and it's sad that we don't have that anymore in the majority of our businesses. Every once in a while, you'll find one, but, yeah, it's kind of it's a lot different, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I was pretty sure when he left he would be back.
Yeah. You knew what he was going to find when he went out there.
I knew what he was going to find. In fact, it was this anchor that was kind of becoming obsolete. They didn't use it much anymore.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask you probably the hardest question that you'll be asked all day. When people that used to come in your store, of course, they still know you. You know, you still got people that were customers and all. What's the one thing that you want them to remember about Gary Bailey? If you could describe yourself just in a word or two, what do you want them to remember? What do you want them to say about?
Well, I guess that I was honest with them and give them, if there was an argument, I would try to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And treat them as I wanted to be treated.
Yeah, and that's what everybody should be doing every day. And I'm sure people do look at you that way. Do you miss it?
Oh, in some ways. I had a funny thing. Virgil Bottoms, I don't know whether you knew him.
I've heard of him. Yes, I have.
Worked for the seminary for years. He came in one day and wanted some nails, so I weighed them out. And if I put a nail on, the scales went clear down. So if I took it off, they went clear up.
Yeah.
And I told him that wasn't going to work. So I had a pair of pliers in my pocket, and I just reached in and got them and cut the nail in two. And he never forgot that.
It's quick thinking. There you go.
We used to have a lot of fun with some of the people.
Sure. And that's an important part of it too. You know, it's business, but you need to have some levity to it, and personality, I guess, is the right way to say that, to make it a business. And people, when they have that, they'll keep coming back. Yeah.
But the guy that opened the store up after I closed it didn't get out of his chair. He sat there.
Yeah.
And you can't do that.
No.
You have to work at it.
Yeah, that's right.
One of the things that I'd done, always done, was when construction company come to town, I would go talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Go get a hold of the foreman or whoever was in charge.
Right.
And tell them I had the hardware store and that I could, if I didn't have it, I could get it for them by the next morning.
Right. And that's important.
It was, I sold a lot of stuff.
Sure.
Messer especially.
Yeah.
Bought a lot of stuff for me.
Yeah. And it's good because, you know, they're working on somewhat of a deadline, too. The quicker they get done, quicker they get their money. So they need somebody that can be right there for them. And it's good. Well, Gary, believe it or not, I told you the time would go quick, and it has. I just appreciate you coming in and giving us the opportunity to remember your hardware store and your contribution to the community of Wilmore. You know, who you didn't, I'm sure, up until you were 28 years old, wouldn't have given a second thought to a little place called Wilmore, Kentucky. But I think it became your home, and you not only used it as your home, but you gave back and made a lasting impression. A lot of people still remember that hardware store and you and the way you treated them. And I appreciate you being a part of us.
Yeah, thank you.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was a program that we ran back in January with the late Gary Bailey of Wilmore Hardware. Gary died November 15th, just a few days ago. We honor his memory and send our most sincere sympathies to his family. Gary was an integral part of Wilmore and a nice guy that everybody liked and liked to deal with, and I especially appreciate the fact that he came on the program. He was shy about doing it, and it wasn't that he was shy necessarily. His daughter told me he was just kind of amazed that anybody would even want to ask him questions about himself. Well, Gary, I'm glad you did, and we got your story and your words recorded forever. Hey, this is Doug Fain, and this is All Things Jessamine. Don't forget, I'm on every weekday morning also to get you up and going from 6 to 8, right here on Jess FM 105.9.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville, and they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here. Still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.